Dave, thank you. We've had a question from Chris Wilson, actually in response to the paper we were discussing, Stephen Vogt's paper on the discovery of this new Earth-like planet orbiting a star fairly close to us, actually. And we've got Stephen back to answer this question. Thank you for rejoining us, Stephen, from the University of California at Santa Cruz. Chris Wilson says, having heard about this new Earth-like planet and the fact that it was discovered through looking at wobbles in the sun, how long will it be before we can actually turn optical telescopes on things like this distant planet and actually really see it? Stephen, what do you think?
Well, that will happen fairly quickly. I don't know if it'll be with this particular system, but we're working very hard on what are called extreme adaptive optic systems for our ground-based telescopes that remove the effect of the Earth's atmosphere, or the seeing, as it were, to allow us to look in real close. And so we have a number of projects like that underway that will be used with large telescopes to be able to see in very close. For something like this, which is in so very close, it will probably take a space-based effort where we actually build fleets of telescopes that operate together in space as like a flying interferometer that can then block out the intense light from the star and allow you to see in very closely. And that's probably 10 to 20 years away.
But it's still close enough that in our lifetimes we're actually going to begin to really see places resembling the Earth, but not in our own solar system, which is originally a kind of gobsmacking thought, isn't it?
Yes, this is a long ways away from our solar system, even though it's a very nearby star. It's 20 light years away. What's even more exciting to me is that one could imagine using nuclear pulsed rocket technology, basically take all the world's warheads, nuclear warheads, and load them up into a rocket ship. You could get up to about a tenth of the speed of light in about a month, and at a tenth of the speed of light, you could reach this thing in 200 years and actually, you know, send a cell phone out there and take pictures and send back tweets, so that would be kind of fun to do.
Not if you use my cell phone. The reception's been absolutely terrible. It'd be even worse out there. But Stephen, thank you very much for coming back and answering that for us. Great to have you on the show. Stephen Vogt, who is from the University of California at Santa Cruz.